The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. And Ben's here with me. And Ben, let me know immediately if Budapest, Hungary, calls in just to say hello because they're listening to the show.
Okay.
Have a few friends there. Hey, today's August 18th, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So we've got national days today. And while you're saying that, I'm going to go over and pull down the blind because it is, what is going on this morning?
It's hitting off of Sue's car.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep.
She's getting ready to leave. Anyway, okay, hey, so what national days is it?
It's National Fajita Day.
What?
Yep.
National Fajita Day?
Yep.
There is no reason to go a step further.
I don't know. It's National Ice Cream Pie Day, too.
Oh, okay. Fajita Day and ice cream pies. What else?
Pinot Noir Day, too, if you like wine.
Yeah,
I'm not a big one. That's about it.
That's it. Yep. How about... When's it going to be National Margarita Day? Or National Corn Dog?
I don't know. Let's find it.
Yeah. Probably never. Okay. The weather today, sunny and hot. Oh, okay. They've revamped the weather since yesterday. It's sunny and hot today with 100, over 100, 101. Tomorrow, 100, and Thursday, 98, and it starts kind of going down. 98, Friday, 95 on Friday, 93 on Saturday, back up to 95 on Sunday, and Monday, 93. And in the evenings, all down in the 60s, low 60s, mid 60s. So we're back up triple digits today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane Ave Anderson, a family-owned business, been in business close to 30 years, provide outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and just really good people. The Kenny family, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, have you been following the news lately? I know you work a lot. So, but have you been following the news lately about this Tina Peters?
No.
Okay. So, by the way, I'd like to make an announcement that we now, here at Free Fire Radio, have a fact checker. Did you know that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, got a fact checker. The listens to every show and is, and when I say something that's wrong, he's going to text me, which he's done. And am I having a problem? Are you having a problem with the internet? Is it just me?
Just must be you.
Okay. Wow. In fact, when I said something yesterday about Tina Peters not having, not being, you know, about coming over and not being able to leave because she's, get permission from a parole officer because she was found guilty of, election interference and sentenced to, prison. And then, you know, and somebody said, oh, she was had her sentence commuted. Well, after she'd been in jail for a couple of years, and it was commuted by the governor, he cut it in half, so she's out. So I'm not sure if that means she can come or not. Anyway, we're going to skip that story because I can't get back on the internet. But anyway, okay. Well, let's go to another one. When I came back yesterday, the big news was the fact that, yeah, I came back alive. But the Iron Man. Now, did you see any of the Iron Man?
So I didn't see. I saw a lot of videos afterwards. I was actually out of town over the weekend. I did some primitive camping.
You did primitive camping?
Yep. Went over to Mineral out that way.
What is primitive camping?
Basically, you're just
your definition of it.
You're out in the middle of nowhere. There's no toilets. There's no running water. There's nothing. And you just have a tent.
Wow.
And whatever you bring.
I did primitive camping, too, then.
But I went with a couple of my friends.
Yeah.
We were out. It was off 36 out there in Mineral. You know where Mineral's at?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Out there. And there's some.
Oh, yeah. I was primitive camping, too. We did not have flushing toilets. We just had regular, you know, the regular toilets they bring out, you know, the porta heads.
Yeah.
And but luckily, we had enough ice for the drinks.
Well, that's good.
And the and we had a shower. So was that primitive camping? Probably not.
No.
It wasn't glamping though, which many people do. They go out in the tents and rugs, or they stay in their RVs.
RVs.
Oh, yeah.
When they have full hookups. That's
full hookups, and they go to campgrounds.
So when I was back in Ohio, that we went to this place called Atwood Lake, and they had a campground there, and it was glamping. Like all the camping spots were hard, like concrete, where you pulled in your RV. You know, full hookups, everything. It just, I don't know. It's not really camping to me. But we could have a fire there, so that kind of helped. You know, out in Mineral, we couldn't have a fire because of all the fire bans right now.
This is weird. Yours is working then, right?
Yeah.
Mine was working when it was in my office. Strange. Anyway, so, well, that sounds like a good time. Was it your friends? Did you carry all your food in?
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to go far, though. I mean, we could pretty much drive to the site.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Now, leave no trace?
Yep.
Yeah. That's one of the
things. We actually found some stuff that other people had left that we had picked up. So.
You know, it's amazing. You know, I'm part of the, I'm a very poor member, but I enthusiastically support the Backcountry Horsemen of California. Shasta Trinity unit here. They actually have classes on Leave No Trace Behind. They give to kids around here, kids in schools, and how to do that. And it is, you know, it's amazing when you go out and you've got that mindset that you see all the stuff that people leave behind. I mean, some trails look like, what do they call them? It's, I don't know, it's like a field of cotton because people leave toilet paper along the trail that they've used.
Yep.
I mean, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and yet they do it. It's weird. Okay. The, anyway, Tina Peters as the, somebody, Clint Curtis, has shown a great deal of interest in hiring her as a consultant. He says as a consultant, doesn't want to hire, you know, as part of the county staff. But he wants to hire as a consultant because then the it can't be stopped by, say, the Board of Supervisors. And oh, people say, well, why, you know, if all this stuff's going on, why doesn't the Board of Supervisors just remove Clint Curtis? They can't. He's an elected official. They can't just remove him. Board of Supervisors can't do that. Clint's going to be there till, well, January, until, you know, the new ROB, Registrar of Voters, is sworn in. So he's going to be here for a while. And the so this is, you know, frankly, I'm not sure if Clint Curtis isn't kind of doing a Donald Trump. And, okay, hear me out. In the sense that he says things and throws things out and makes people's heads explode. He's got no interest really in doing it. I'm going to buy Greenland. For how long? How long did the media and the Democrats and other people just go berserk, hair on fire, running in circles, screaming, killing chickens at midnight and sacrificing them, putting blood all over their bodies because Trump said, let's buy Greenland. So I'm not too sure if Clint Curtis just doesn't do things like that now and then.
Yeah.
Just to get, people crazy at that point.
Yeah, it says if Curtis were to leave before his term ends, the county policy says that the assistant registrar of voters would take over the position in the interim.
Well, there is no assistant right now.
I know, but if that's...
Brent Turner is on medical leave,
from what
I understand. This is what I understand. Which is, you want the best for people. You don't want anything bad to happen to them.
Yeah, it just said, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors would need to select someone to temporarily fill the position.
Temporarily fill it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they did with him. So, okay. I tell you what, let's take our first break, and we'll be right back. And believe it or not, President Trump addressed flock cameras. So, let's see what that's about.
Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... The old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebot, streaming live at worldwide at KCNRradio.com, 18th of August, 7:20 in the morning, about 68 degrees out there, depending on where you're at here in Redding. Flock cameras. Okay. Ben was looking it up, too. That's why I was trying to get back in. Yeah, my computer. I did the magic thing. You know what the magic thing is when your computer's having problems?
Huh.
Reboot.
Yep.
And you know what? It works. You found a story, because I want to talk about, you know, President Trump addressed flaw. You just found the story. And this is the problem. This is the thing that worries people. So go with your story here.
All right. So the reports revealed that in Brown County Sheriff's Department in Wisconsin, used Flock Safety automated license plate readers to track a resident driving to Michigan, where recreation marijuana is legal, and back to Wisconsin using his travel pattern as pretext to search his car and arrest him for cannabis possession. So I guess but it looks like they were following him for like over a year, from April 2025.
Oh. But still.
So his deputies used his historical and real-time camera data showing the vehicle traveling north on Highway 41 in Michigan and heading back south towards Green Bay. The probable cause is the court documents stated that the vehicle travels to Michigan frequently, which is known as a source state for marijuana as it's legal there, using the interstate travel itself as part of justification to stop and search the car.
Okay. Now, so what they're saying is...
And now it says, though, the outcome is said, although initially targeted in connection with other warrants that were later dropped,
okay,
the stop resulted in conviction centered on the marijuana found during the camera-enabled
right.
interception.
But let's just say Sheriff Mike Johnson thought that I was just doing things that I shouldn't be doing, illegal things. So he tracks me all through Shasta County. But now I go into Tehama County. And then I go, or Lassen County. And now because the sheriffs have their network, they're tracking me over there too. And I go over in there, and I come back. And they suspect, just like this, that something nefarious was going on. And they pull me over. So now they're tracking me all through Shasta County. Even though there's been no evidence that I've done anything.
Yep.
So they're using the cameras to track me. Or, as we've seen in cases, the police or sheriff's deputies are tracking their wives or boyfriends or girlfriends to see where they're going by using Flock cameras.
Now, here's my question. So California has a law where they can't just pull you over for nothing now. You have to have a violation now, I'm pretty sure.
And they've made the violations harder. It used to be you could be pulled over for a expired registration. And I think they made a law. I'm not sure they passed. My fact checker has to look at this, but we might check it too, is that they did away with that. You know, it's doing away with the cross, you know, the jaywalking thing. That they can't just pull you over if that's the only thing it is an expired registration. You got to be doing something else. But, as you were saying, California's got a law that says you can't just pull somebody over for no reason.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It used to be like that, but I'm pretty sure they passed something where it's just they can't just
have, I think that's... But that's...
You know, you have to have
I think that law's... I mean...
You have to have some kind of moving violation for them to...
Yeah.
They
well,
can't just,
and then you think about when they pull cars over on the freeway for something.
Yeah.
You know, the tail light or the light above the license plate is out, or a tail light is dim. And they pull him over and, oh, my God, we found 500 pounds of cocaine in this car. What a coincidence. So you have to wonder about that.
Yeah.
But flock cameras. I can sit down and I can debate flock cameras. I can debate the reasons to have flock cameras. And then commercial break. And then I can debate the reasons not to have flock cameras. I understand the reasoning behind it.
Oh, yeah.
They have found lost people. They have found stolen cars. In fact, the number of stolen cars in Shasta County and Redding has dropped, I mean, extremely, dramatically over the past year, year and a half. But it didn't have anything to do with flock cameras. But maybe it has, part of it has to do with flock cameras. I can argue that they can find, like I said, alerts for children that are missing. They've had a video of somebody breaking into some place, and then they can find that car and follow it and pull it over. I can understand all of those. On the other hand, and there are people out there who'd be glad to call in, I'm sure, and tell me why flock cameras are a bad idea. You can be tracked everywhere on this flock camera, and you haven't done anything wrong. And if you look at the network of flock cameras in the United States,
it's pretty large.
Oh, it's national, goes clear across. And there's some states in it.
Who has access to that? Where's all that information getting sent to?
Well, that's the thing, and the people are screaming that you're picking up illegals with it. Well, illegals are lawbreakers. And,
they're illegals.
Illegals. That's why they're here illegally. So they are, by definition, breaking the law, and you can do that. But where's the information go? It goes up to some kind of cloud. Well, who has access to it?
Yeah.
Now, Sheriff Johnson will tell you that the only people who have access to it is the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, and look what that Brown County Sheriff's Department did.
And here's the thing is, I trust Mike Johnson. I trust Mike Johnson. But Mike's not going to always be sheriff. It's kind of like people don't think 5-10 years in the future when we make decisions like the Endangered Species Act. They were looking at sea otters, not realizing it was also clumps of grass in the middle of nowhere. Which keeps people from using their own land because it's a specific kind of grass. You don't look at the unintended consequences, but you don't look in the future. Oh, Mike Johnson keeps it right here. It doesn't mean 5 years from now, or the next sheriff, whoever that may be, doesn't decide to use those flock cameras, just kind of keep track of everything, follow people around. People they suspect of things. So they just start tracking with flock cameras. I mean, we have so many cameras already in Redding that you don't even realize. And they're not all police cameras.
And there's an app you can get, that DeepFlock app. You can actually go on there.
And find out where they are.
And you can actually set your how you're driving, where it will miss the flock cameras.
Oh, yeah. You just change your route. Yeah. Well, President Trump said he was meeting with a world leader, and here's a question came out that flock cameras. And Trump said, it's being studied right now, the president said. You have pros and cons. It's being studied right now. We'll have an answer soon as to our views on it in the coming weeks. And the president's been quiet about the backlash over the flock cameras that have come from both the left and the right. And recent investigations have found that misuse of flock cameras by police, including officers who were accused of using the system for personal surveillance. And there's been no indications that's happening around here. But it has been done. It can be done. The new changes mandate the officers have to tie every vehicle to a specific criminal case and offense type. Flock will also be required to send out its automated auditing system across all law enforcement customers to flag unusual searches. It was reported by the Washington Post that 46 different cases, police officers were accused of using Flock license plate camera network for personal reasons, including allegedly stalking women. As of now, there are over 120,000 Flock cameras that are monitoring roads in different cities. Oh, I thought there was many more than that. But it is nationwide. I mean, you can see where the flock cameras are.
132,000 cameras.
Okay.
And this, but there's
they said over 120,000. Yeah.
130. I'm on the DFLOC website, and actually there's 100 cities that have, like, canceled or deactivated there.
L.A. did, because there was a big consternation there because they said ICE was using it to round up
illegals. The Los Angeles Police Department is ending its agreement with surveillance company Flock Safety.
Yeah.
It just tells you, like, so, like, this one town said, you know, they voted, that city council voted 5-0 to remove their Flock cameras in response to residents' privacy concerns.
And that's it. I mean, you're being tracked. You're wrong.
And these, but these are just
and Sheriff Johnson's not tracking you, but you're being tracked. Does that make sense?
Yep.
There's no reason, you know, you're driving through, so you're being tracked. Now, there's been two Flock cameras been destroyed here in Shasta County, at least two that I know of. One of them out on out there in Cottonwood, somebody came up behind it and just pushed it over, you know, just so it's facing straight down. And then I heard somebody cut one and, you know, just cut the pole and dropped it. You're on camera. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just in one. Maybe it just is that one direction. You come up behind it and you can, you know, write things on it. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the only full jewelry store in Redding. And that means watch repair, jewelry repair, fixing, putting batteries in your camera, in your watches. They can cut stones. They can help you design jewelry and then build it for you there. And many more things that makes them into a full-service jewelry store. I mean, they've been here in Redding over 30 years and provide outstanding service, but they also provide an outstanding selection of jewelry. Everything from Native American to estate jewelry to the new pieces, anything you can be looking for. And it's good jewelry at very fair prices there. And their reputation is such, and people go to them enough, that for 4 years in a row, they've been elected to be the best in the North State for 4 years in a row. As far as, you know, as for jewelry. You won't be sorry if you go there. Great people. Really nice down there. Linda only shops for jewelry, and Trish Clark told me they only shop for jewelry down at 4 Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Like I said, they're at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of, you know, across the street from Sierra Gibbs in that general area. And locally owned, locally operated. And like I said, been in the business over 30 years. Good people. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You never know what treasures you'll discover at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. It's the perfect place to redecorate your home and find something truly unique, including a wonderful Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, along with soaps and lotions and additional items. Come browse antique desks, lamps, wall art, and elegant Asian furniture that blends natural materials with beautiful craftsmanship and timeless style. Collectors will love the selection of dolls, angels, cupids, glass figurines, fine jewelry, artwork, and vintage photographs. There's even a children's section with books, toys, and clothes. And if wedding bells are in your future, Memory Lane has decorations and lace along with ribbons and more to choose from. Visit Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. They're open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Everybody calls the state liars. Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, flowing music has none in my mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, let's go national, and then we'll come back to local. Opening arguments. A $1 trillion trial. You ready for this? Opening arguments begin today for a multi-state trial against Meta. That could be the most consequential yet. The social media company faces up to $1.4 trillion in penalties, approaching the company's total value, as well as forced product design changes. California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey are accusing Meta of violating consumer protection laws, including those related to children's privacy, false advertising, and unfair competition. They stand accused of more than 100 deceptive public statements, including some emphasizing children's safety, while designing products to be addictive to children, harming their mental and physical health. States also say Meta collected information on children under 13 without parental consent, violating federal law. They've already lost two lawsuits to this year, approaching $1 billion in payouts. I think one was in New Mexico. While observers say the company is unlikely to be forced to make the maximum payout, causing bankruptcy, it could be forced to end its infinite scroll design and like counts. Uh-huh. How about that? Meta. They will not force them into bankruptcy. Do you ever, you know, Linda... There's something that she watched this movie or a series on TV. And all of a sudden, in Facebook, it starts showing up on Facebook, that movie she was watching. She wasn't watching it on her computer. Sure as heck wasn't watching it on Facebook. But now, information about that movie or that series is popping up on her Facebook account. Is that weird?
Yeah, but that's what happens now. It's AI and all this stuff out there now.
Gosh. Well, the thing about it is for kids, okay, you know, there's another factor in this, too, that never comes up. They're saying that the more than 100 deceptive blah, including some emphasizing children's safety while designing products be addictive to children, harming the mental and physical health. has collected information on children under 13. Where are the parents on this? I mean, you can lock out your children's computer. You can have control of your children's computer.
Yeah.
And you can designate so many things that can't come to that computer. I mean, where do the parents come into something like this? We have friends that she would go in at night, you know, when the kids are sleeping, pick up their phones and scroll through them, see what was going on. And she was in her group of, you know, the girlfriends having lunch, and she said, no, I check my kids' phone every night. And do you? And everybody there, all the other women, no, my daughter tells me everything, blah, blah, blah. And she says, go check their phones. And next time they got together, the whole subject was, oh, my God, I did not realize the things that were going on. You know, sites or, you know, text and all these kind of things that was going on in their kids' phones. Because, quote, they trust their kids. The kids are kids. I mean, you're a 15-year-old boy or girl. You're not thinking with a full brain at that point. And you can get, you know, you get lured into things. You know, pedophiles on sites going to Facebook or other things or Instagram and grooming these kids. But where are the parents during this thing? Yeah, I realize that Meta has taken advantage of it and probably should have their hands slapped on a lot of things. You can't negate the fact that parents need to get involved in this. Everybody, is there anybody doesn't know that the internet can be harmful to kids? I mean, Ben, you've known it. I mean, we know it. I mean, we're not geniuses out there, but there's been so much information is that the internet can be harmful to children. If you're, you know, getting into wrong sites or being bombarded with stuff, where are the parents or guardians on this kind of thing? Is there no common sense left out there? What about this protective thing, this mama bear and papa bear protecting your kids? I am, frankly, extremely happy that I don't have kids growing up now. But my daughter was growing up. She didn't have phones. She didn't have the internet like this.
It's a lot different. Even, you know, working in the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, just watching people with kids and how they let their kids just run around or do stuff that you wouldn't, that I've, like, wouldn't have been able to do. Like, just running around the restaurant all crazy and
loud.
And
there's
parents not saying anything.
And they just let them run like amok.
And there was,
like, little barbarians. They're like Huns coming for the Roman Empire out there.
When I was working at Cicada, they had these big, like, 5-6 foot tall, like, pots that were behind the doors. And they were out of the way.
Yeah.
But these kids were running around, messing around, and the one kid hit it, and it fell over and broke, and it almost hit the kid, and the parents got mad. Like, wait, your kids were running around. Like, you weren't, you should have, like, this is a restaurant. Like, why are you letting them, you know, it was definitely like, come on, parents, like, do your job.
Well, there's a restaurant over on the coast that charges parents if their kids are out there running around like that. And if they break anything, they just add that to the bill. You know, and it's clearly marked. If your children break things or disruptive, it's going to cost you money. Why 13? Remember I said it's the law under the age of 13. Why 13? It's because there's this law that even though at 13, kids are still more than a decade away from having a fully developed prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain involved in decision-making and impulse control, and yet parents and educators unleash them on the internet that age, if not before, because they're told children in the U.S. must be at least 13 to download certain apps, create email accounts, and sign up for social media. Now, 13, they may think that the internet's like a PG-13 movie rating. You know, a little more violence, you know, something like that. Foul language, but nothing that will scar them for life. Tech companies are abiding by that 1998 law called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, which was intended to protect the privacy of children ages 12 and under. It's meant to keep companies from collecting and disseminating children's personal information, but has inadvertently caused 13 to become imprinted on many parents' psyche as an acceptable age of internet adulthood. They believe that the website age requirement was a safety warning. They, across the board, parents and youth misinterpret the age requirements that emerge from that implementation of that law. Except for the most educated and technologically savvy, they're completely unaware that these restrictions have anything to do with privacy. Anyway, happened back in 98. And it was because of a Massachusetts Democrat by the name of Markey, who's in the House of Representatives. He wanted to include a privacy bill of rights. So, I don't know. You know, a child 13 being open access to the internet. Wow. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's time for Paisano Days, Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th at the South City Park by Tiger Field in Reading. 2 days of homemade Italian food, including a spaghetti dinner, meatball sandwiches, pasta bowl with meatball, Italian sausage sandwiches, hot dogs, cannoli and ice cream, beer on tap, and wine. Entrance to the event is free, and guests will enjoy vendor booths, raffles, a silent auction, and watching the bocce tournament. The dinner cost is $16 for adults and $6 for kids under 12. Sons and Daughters of Italy hosted this event in support of many charities in our area, including the Wings of Angels, the Police Canine Program, student scholarships, and many more. That's Paisano Days on September 18th and 19th at South City Park. Call 5305-101903 for more information. That's 5305-101903.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl Lindebaum. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other things that keep getting thrown in your in front of you to help prevent you from getting well, you need some help, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. And he's also a scrapper. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168, you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to an underling or paralegal or somebody else. You're going to talk to Patrick, and it's a free consultation. You've had a work injury that's changed your life. You may not even be able to go back into that same job, so you're going to need retraining. There's all types of things, but you're just not getting the support from the insurance companies and maybe the employer. Most employers want their people back. They've got attorneys. They've got lots of attorneys. They pay a lot of money to. And so you need somebody that understands the law and has been very successful for their clients, and that's Patrick Gorman. Again, you can call him at 530-262-2168 or go to GormanComplaw.com. I know Patrick Gorman. He is an expert. He is honest, and he's going to, if he takes your case, he's going to fight for you with everything he's got. Patrick Gorman. Okay, two stories that are related. You ready? I think I'll go with this one first. Top party schools in the nation. They've actually got ratings. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've seen those.
And you've seen it. Okay. The top, you want to know the top five party schools that if your kid, you know, kid wants to go to school? Oh, no, I want to go there to learn. Number five is Wisconsin party school. That's it. And of course, they have photos at games and things like that. And number four, Georgia. Number three, Florida State. I thought Florida State, I guess number three, that's pretty good. Number two, party school in America for college, Alabama. The number one school, guess.
UCLA.
Oh, no.
I was trying to say something in California, because I know it's not in California.
No, it's not. It's Tulane University. Now, Tulane. Just looking at the top five, they all seem to be in the SEC, Southeastern Conference, except Wisconsin that snuck in there somehow. But, you know, they've got cheese curds and beer. West Virginia is number six. Southern Cal. Number
USC.
Seven. Yeah, SC. Number seven. And UC Santa Barbara is number eight. So we are in there. Penn State and let's see more. Ole Miss. I thought Ole Miss would be higher. I thought it would be like number five or four. And let's see. Some of them are not. Anyway. Now, that ties into my next story. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
A Berkeley mathematics professor is sounding the alarm that many students are woefully unprepared when they arrive at college because the University of California system's progressive test-blind policies have proven disastrous. You know, not doing ACT or SATs, right? Mm-hmm. 3 days a week, I stand in front of lecture halls with 500 to 1,400 students. That could be one of the problems, frankly. Can you imagine? I've been in big classrooms before, and this was years ago, and there's like 200 people in there, and you're thinking, oh my God, a lot of times professors don't do that lecture. It's the graduate assistants, people working on the PhDs and stuff, that do the lectures. But in this case, he said, I stand in front of 1,400 students. By the second week of the semester, I already know who is in trouble. Some students are 5 to 8 years behind in mathematics. Office hours that should be spent discussing integrals instead become lessons on fractions and basic algebra you would expect students to learn in middle school. This guy and thousands of faculty members across the 10 UC campuses have signed open letters urging the university system to reinstate the SAT and ACT in admissions. Former UC President Janet Napolitano, who also served in the Obama administration, led the way in 2020 to phase out the standardized testing, part out of equity concerns. Since then, admissions officers have been prevented from considering the one standardized measure that provides a common academic behavior across California's thousands of high schools. After UC adopted test-blind admissions, the picture changed dramatically. The sharp decline in student math readiness after UC stopped considering standardized tests from 2018 to 2020, 71% of roughly 2,200 tested Calculus I students were deemed ready or nearly ready, while just 1.14 tested below basic algebra. From 21 to 23, only 51% were ready or nearly ready. That fell to 44% in 2023, and a whopping 17% answered none of the S8 tested topics correctly. We watched students struggle through material they were expected to master years earlier. We paused lectures to reteach linear equations instead of expanding students' understanding of differential equations. Well, see, he wouldn't have that problem with me. There's no way I would take that class, first of all. In an open letter from the UC STEM faculty written in June, instructors specifically rejected the notion that equity was affected by the math requirement. It's not an obstacle to equity, rather it is a prerequisite for it. Failing to measure preparation gaps does not remove barriers. How interesting all this is. And they did away with it. And what do you measure the students on? Their grades in school, but my gosh, some of these kids are graduating with 4.5s out of 4. So you're graduating from high school with a B average, and you can't read at the sixth grade level. It's incredible, just incredible.
How is, you know, this mind boggling?
It's scary. It's not mind boggling. It's scary.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this? It's not fair to the students, first of all. Okay. Good news. Caldwell Park. Money to complete the long-awaited expansion of Caldwell Park is expected to move forward, while Reading City Council considers awarding the construction contract, estimated $4.65 million in improvements. ST Roads Construction Reading Base submitted a low bid of $4,300,000. If approved, the contract would cover several major upgrades at Caldwell Park. It's a very popular park, including repairs and replacement of deteriorated asphalt in portions of the parking lots and road through the park. The existing restroom facility would also be demolished and replaced with a new facility that actually flushes. Toilets flush, and they have running water in there. And the doors will lock, so somebody can't come in there and rip down the sinks. It doesn't say that, but that's what you hope, something like that. Plans also call for a new bike park plaza and associated parking area. New lighting along the existing state park, the new bike park plaza along portions of the Sacramento River Trail, improving visibility and safety. Some landscape and irrigation repairs. The city originally estimated the work at $4.65 million, making the low bid roughly $278,000 below that estimate. So good. Yeah, we need to get that thing. That park is a beautiful park. You've been down to Caldwell very much?
Yeah, I've been down there. I go down there a lot.
It's really a nice park.
I like to go down there.
They got the gazebo up there that the veterans put in. In fact, speaking of that park, quickly, Asphalt Cowboys are having their 72nd annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue at Lake Redding Park, Caldwell Park, Sunday, September 13th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., $13 pre-sale, $15 day of the barbecue. That includes tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, and garlic bread. You can drive through and pick it up, which I've done several times, or you can just eat in the park there. Plenty of places to eat. And that's going to be Sunday, September 13th. And I think tickets are on sale at Lulu's, or you can go to asphaltcowboys.org. In fact, tomorrow, Sheriff Johnson is a member of the Asphalt Cowboys. He's also a member of the Reading Rodeo Association, and he's sending a rep from the Asphalt Cowboys. We're going to talk about their history and things they've got going and how long they've been, the things they do. A lot of things that people don't realize the Asphalt Cowboys have done. You know, everybody looks at the pancake breakfast, but there's so many other things they've done too, that people probably don't know about. And why were they formed? The Asphalt Cowboys. You'll have a little bit of a history lesson tomorrow, at 8 o'clock. Okay. When we come back, we'll be with Raiden Rancheria, and we're talking about some of the programs they have out there to help our community. And we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Cleanup is underway across parts of the country, battered by days of deadly and destructive storms. 7 deaths in Indiana, 1 in West Virginia. And Hawaii is starting down the long road to recovery following a powerful tropical storm.
Lala never made landfall, but even as it weakened from a hurricane to a tropical storm, it lashed Hawaii with intense rainfall and flash flooding from Honolulu to the Big Island, where communities in the southern end were cut off from communication and roads blocked by debris. Officials announced one fatality, a 90-year-old woman found dead in Na'alehu. Hawaiian Electric said more than 100,000 customers were without power as of Monday afternoon after Lala's winds took down trees, utility poles, and transmission towers. I'm Ben Thomas.
South Korean President Lee Jae-myung says a solid alliance with the United States underpins national security. His remarks follow President Trump's order to substantially reduce military exercises with South Korea. Although a 60-day window for talks with Iran over the Strait of Hormuz has now closed, President Trump insists that nothing is set in stone.
According to Fox News, Trump claimed that the 60-day deadline was irrelevant because there was no timeline and that the U.S. has a back channel for talks with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard.
Correspondent Luke Garrett, President Trump says the U.S. has no talks planned with Iran, but he's insisting the Strait of Hormuz is operating despite limited traffic. The United Nations reports nearly 17,000 Ukrainian civilian deaths since Russia invaded Ukraine in early 2022. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down about 61 points, while the Nasdaq is off 367 and the S&P 49 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
When it comes to our cars, those infotainment screens, turbos, advanced transmissions, and cameras are all great until they fail. And if your car is out of warranty, repairing them can cost thousands. I'm Danica Patrick. If your car is less than 20 years old, no matter the mileage, make sure you're covered for auto repair bills with an auto protection plan from Endurance. They've paid out hundreds of millions in claims and helped drivers with plans that cover engine, drivetrain, electrical system, transmission, and more. Endurance gives you straightforward claims processing and direct payment to your certified mechanic. And your rate won't go up no matter how many claims you file. When your check engine light comes on, don't ignore it because you're worried about a big auto repair bill. Call Endurance and choose the plan that's right for you. Act now and get 1 year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
For your free quote, call 800-292-8705. 800-292-8705. 800-292-8705.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Brazil's president is applauding the discovery of oil near the country's Amazon coast.
President Lula is seeking re-election in October, and he's often keen to portray himself as a protector of the environment. That image jars with the sight of him dressed in orange overalls, brandishing a vial of oil, and declaring, "It smells so good." Mr. Lula was celebrating the discovery of new reserves by the state energy firm near the mouth of the Amazon River. He wants Brazil to phase out fossil fuels, but insists it still needs oil revenues to fund the transition to clean energy. More exploration is needed to establish just how much oil is buried deep beneath the sea and how much money Brazil could earn.
The BBC's Rory Callamore. Belgium is battling one of its largest wildfires despite cooler temperatures and some rain. The blaze is moving toward Germany. It has burned roughly 12 square miles. Firefighters from several countries are assisting, but some areas are still inaccessible. News and analysis, townhall.com. A judge has halted efforts to relocate FBI headquarters to a D.C. office building.
The judge ruled President Trump's administration illegally discarded a previously approved plan to build a new facility in Maryland. A site in Greenbelt, Maryland was chosen during former President Biden's administration. But Trump appointees sought to reverse that decision last year in favor of repurposing the Ronald Reagan Building, a federal office complex a few blocks from the FBI's existing headquarters. Maryland and Prince George's County filed the suit. The Maryland location was selected over Virginia following an intense competition between the two states. Mike Hempen, Washington.
As the primary season nears its end, attention turns to key states, including Florida, Wyoming, California, and Alaska. Today's primaries highlight Republican-led redistricting and battles between Democrat establishment candidates and progressives. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. Streaming worldwide on KCNRradio.com. We haven't heard from Guam today. So I'm a little bit worried if they're having storms down there.
Oh, boy.
We have friends going to Hawaii and there was
canceled?
Well, no, they're still going. It looks like the storm or the hurricane, which kind of dropped down, has
right.
moved away.
That's
so,
right. That's what I thought I saw in the headlines.
Today, August 18th, 8:05 in the morning, and news top of the hour always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here, and it's National Fajita Day and
National Ice Cream Pie Day.
Whoa. Okay. Two. I mean, come on. The only thing to make it better is the third day would be National Corn Dog Day. It would completely ruin all my arteries.
Oh.
I would need to go into a recovery program.
I think that's the thing. Either you love a corn dog or you don't love a corn dog. And I think I probably liked a corn dog up till maybe sixth grade. And that was the year that I did go to the Sacramento State Fair and got on the hammer and got sick. I don't know, but everything about the fair, the smells, I was on the grass for probably the rest of the day because that, you know, when you go in things in circles, I never gotten sick from it. I love a roller coaster or anything like that. As a kid, you're thrilled with any kind of ride. But that particular year, I got sick and not like I, you know, chucked up or anything like that, but.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. I just laid on the grass because I was dizzy and I was sick. So anything that has to do with the fair food.
Okay.
Everything except for, which I don't think they had at the state fair, at that particular place, was when we go have Indian tacos.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No. I mean.
Yeah.
Don't get in the way of me and my Indian tacos. And
hey,
here's I go to the powwow and, down at the rodeo grounds. And have great seats. Of course, everything's free there. And Maria asked me, Tracy asked me, how are the Indian tacos? I said, I don't know. There's a line 30 deep. And so I had a corn dog. And it was like, oh my, you know. Whoa.
Yeah, you
how
know.
Dare you? But,
how dare you have
you know
a corn
what?
Dog?
You know what? Next year?
Oh,
they
no.
They got me into the taco
VIP.
Line. They got me into
well,
the VIP
three,
line so I could actually get one.
More than just one place now. I think they, because for that very reason. So, I think the families extended out with two or three locations.
You can drive through New Mexico up there close to the Navajo Reservation alongside the road. They're selling, the tacos.
Mm.
You can fry tacos. Yeah, I mean, in like one, you know, a couple of little stands are out there. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Speaking about taco
those
weather.
Those are great. Now, I'm not sure what the meat is, but it doesn't make any difference.
Speaking about the taco weather, today we're going to have about 101. That's going to be our highs today, our temperatures with calling tonight. Overnight lows, partly cloudy. If you look outside, we do have a blanketed overcast And it doesn't feel at kind of all weird. Like it's going to be a super warm day, but we have 67 tonight. Now, tomorrow is calling for Wednesday, temperatures with the highs around 100 and overnight lows of 66. No high winds, but Thursday partly cloudy with overnight lows of around 66, where Thursday highs are 98 as we progress to the weekend. Once again, beautiful weather with 95 on Friday, Saturday 93, and Sunday's calling for 95. So we're under triple digits coming up. But these next few days, we are in the triple digits. Well, and there's the weather forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. The Kinney family, three generations strong, doing wonderful things. It's a veteran-owned company where they always do senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call always for any of your gas or propane needs, 365-3793. Now, we have a very special guest in the house. I love this. We have Katie Haley, who is the recovery director at the Redding Rancheria. We're going to talk about what the recovery director means. But first, we have this whole hour with you. Can we talk about the Ironman?
Oh, of course. That's so much fun.
And let's talk about Redding Rancheria's involvement.
Yeah. We had a volunteer aid booth. It was Station 4 right there at the Diesel Horse Bridge, and we had 50 volunteers. It was so much fun. The energy was super high. We all had our matching shirts with our Redding Rancheria athletes and our cowbells. And I was trying to both hand out the electrolytes and watch the people I was tracking on the app, and it was crazy. It was so fun, but it was crazy.
Fun and crazy. And then, of course, Friday night when we had the Whistle Stop Park, mm-hmm. You guys had a very special event that Redding Rancheria with the drum circle and all that. What was that? Did you attend that?
So I wasn't there, but I did see pictures.
Yes.
And our, I know Marcelo helped lead that. He's our new men's talking circle facilitator.
Yeah, we've met Marcelo.
Yeah, I think he was here, right?
Yeah,
I saw
the
pictures of him being here. So he's actually part of the recovery department as well. We brought him on to lead the men's talking circle the fourth Wednesday of every month. And so it was really cool to see him there, and he kind of announced that this is the men's talking circle doing the drumming, and it seemed like there was really good energy there as well.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Well, going back to the Ironman, this is our first shot at it here in Redding, and his name's Tom. He's the kind of the sports, Redding sports coordinator,
mm-hmm.
Works over there at the Chamber of Commerce, and he was on talking about this thing mm-hmm. early, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, wow. I mean, people don't realize how huge these things are. I've been in a lot of triathlons and mm-hmm. Other type races. And when he said, this is the Ironman, this is an international group, and 1,600 participants, all I'm thinking about is, I'm thinking logistics right there. Well, the people that put on the Ironman, this ain't their first rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in 145 traffic control people. I mean, they just bring them in
mm-hmm.
to handle all of the, the routes and all that. You know, they were tied in because we had the Redding Police Department in here, the guy that was going to be their liaison. They were tied into the Redding Police Department. And I was a little concerned about, are we going to get enough volunteers? So it turns out we maxed out the volunteers, people like Redding mm-hmm. Rancheria showing up out there. But we had 1,000-plus volunteers.
And look at the finish line. It looked like you were watching, something, what's it, a Ninja Warrior?
So cool.
Yeah, it looked like something that was so professional. It was definitely television-worthy, the finish line, and all the areas that they had, staged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and the announcer, as they were coming in, I'm sure it was one of the Ironman people. But,
right.
But we had 48 states, 11 countries that were here. Nations represented, and the Shasta Scouts got a good article in here. They interviewed Jason West, who was first place finisher, and he talked about and he and many others said the course was exceptional. The beauty and challenge of the bike course, which included steep hills, he said, it was twisty, turny, up and down. 2 hours flew by, and that was really fun. We don't get to do too many bike courses like that. And then the run course along the Sacramento River and Arboretum Loop Trails because of the shade, the beautiful water nearby, and the energetic sideline supporters. He also said he liked going to local bakeries, including Pine Meats Bread and LaJoie, for baked goods, a tradition he has since he travels for races. Now, the thing about it is, you know, hearing other statements, they're going down the road, and all, he said, all we're hearing is cowbells, and you got a cowbell.
We might have done a little too much.
Okay, that's
no,
right.
You know, remember the Saturday Night Live? Yeah. More cowbell! Well, it was out there. Yeah. Not just you, they were everywhere out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they were along and, the route.
And the winner says he's running, and the guy, somebody in front of him, he said, I got some real good advice from this little boy. Run faster. You can catch him. He said, so I ran faster. But it sounds like the people that were here thoroughly enjoyed it. I talked to, not a participant, but, and this is a good thing. 1,400 showed up for the race. 1,700 signed up. But they expect that. You know, the day of the race, they can't make it. They came all the way from Tennessee. And he's the son of a former assistant city manager, Steve Beatty. And he said next year he's running. He's racing it. He said his friends just had a wonderful time. They loved the course, the people and everything. And so he's coming back next year along with his friend, but he'll be participating.
And Tracy's husband.
Oh, yeah.
How many people did you have actually from the Rancheria that actually
you
did?
Had teams out there.
Yeah, we had two relay teams and I think three or four, like coworkers and then a few spouses and a few other people like Tracy's spouse and, our wellness coordinator's spouse. So I was tracking 12 people and then I had some of my other people that I knew, in the community.
But that's
so,
the other thing. Yeah. You could track them on app.
Love that.
You could track them through there. But Tracy's husband, he and I, we were at some kind of event. We sat there and we talked. I had no idea that he was, I mean, he
hardcore.
Is a hardcore competitor.
This is a seven.
Yeah. This is not the big, but who cares? It still was the Ironman 7 right here in Reading. And it was pretty intense to think about, you know, we didn't see anybody when they came through those finish lines. They didn't look like they were too like needed hospital, needed,
right.
You know, stretchers or
that's the crazy
infusions.
Thing. That's the crazy thing about watching the pros. They're coming through running like what a 5 minute mile. And they're just like, yeah, chilling. I could do that.
And the word is pro.
Usually
when my group was coming in and coming in off the run, if you take a photo of you crossing there, you've aged like 10 years in the photo. And, you know, a little while later, you're okay. But 1.2 mile swim, a 56 miles a bike, and 13.1 run.
Yeah, 56 mile bike.
And
just think about that.
Reading, you have so much to be proud of.
Yeah.
You know, and all the people like Reading Rancheria and all the other organizations, they came out there and supported.
Oh, yeah. So, I was very inspired to do more for my own fitness as well.
Right. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Katie, who is the recovery director. We're going to find out about what you guys are doing and the new village and the health village and how you're expanding, et cetera. You're listening to KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. KCNR streaming, KCNR radio streaming worldwide at 8:16 in the morning on the 18th, my best friend's birthday today. And we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, if someone hasn't sold a home in a long time, well, what surprises them the most about the process today?
You know, Sean, that's actually a really good question. And I think what I would say is that it's just how agents are compensated for their services. In the past, you negotiated a fee and you didn't have a chance to renegotiate when the offer came in. Now, the way that it works is that an agent lists the property and you only cover the listing agent portion up front. And then later when you get an offer on your property, that's when you negotiate the buyer portion of a fee. And so in reality, our sellers are saving thousands of dollars with good negotiation.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now, 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees, 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows, great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in to us, thousands of you out there, and following us on Facebook and all that. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to be the only hospital in Redding to earn 5 consecutive A grades from the Leapfrog Group for Patient Safety. It's a national standard of excellence and a recognition of the quality care they deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're here with Redding Rancheria and Katie Haley, who heads up their recovery program. And Katie, tell us a little bit about you.
Awesome. Yeah. So my name's Katie. I manage the Churn Creek Wellness and Dental Clinic. We have our recovery program inside that clinic over on Churn Creek. And, you know, for the longest time, everyone always said, I didn't know the Rancheria had a recovery program. And we were kind of tucked inside the urgent care. And so since I came on, I think about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, we've really expanded and kind of gotten out here and talked about our program.
Well, are you a local?
Well, I've been here about 6 years, so I moved here from the Bay Area to find a more balanced lifestyle and a commute that wasn't an hour and a half.
All right, welcome.
Yes.
So good, isn't it?
So you found it.
Yes, obviously.
How long did it take you before you went, I gotta get ready and be there, like, I should leave an hour beforehand?
You mean when I was in the Bay Area?
No, you got here. I mean, that whole mindset of dealing around traffic and then realizing you really only
there
have
is none.
Five. Or
yeah, no.
When did you, like, actually realize I could relax and I don't have to be in that mode?
Well, kind of immediately because my work is 3 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
And, we moved here right when the pandemic started. So we put an offer in our house on February. We closed in March. And in between those two dates, the world changed. Shut down.
Oh my goodness.
And so we moved here and we couldn't go to restaurants. We couldn't do anything. You know, it was kind of a weird shift. I still kept my Bay Area job for a minute and
but a good time to be able to unpack and not have the
and renovate a house.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Katie, you probably haven't made the transition yet, but you will. I did.
Yeah.
You come up to a street to be able to, you know, get on.
Uh-huh.
In 30 seconds, you have to wait 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're going, what the heck? Where's all this traffic coming from? You know,
yeah.
I don't know if you've gotten there yet.
No.
You will. And because I found myself, and I went,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm already.
Well, it only took me like a month to say, do I want to go to the close breakfast burrito, which is 2 minutes, or the far breakfast burrito that's better?
Right.
That was 10 minutes.
Right.
And my husband looked at me like, I think you can drive the 10 minutes.
And, you know, and the thing is, that's right. I mean, when you get ready to leave to go to any event, you get, and of course, Linda likes to be there early. I know it's not going to take me 15 minutes to go anywhere in this town.
Yeah, I was afraid really. I'd be late today, so I made my kids get up, get ready extra 20 minutes early because I Googled it, and I was like, well, it's only 10 minutes, but I need to leave 15. I need to leave 20.
I know you're going to be in the new leadership Reading. Congratulations.
Thank you
so
much.
Class. And I'm sure that in one of those classes, they tell everybody, even though you've been around and look at your director of the recovery, the recovery director in the Reading Rancheria and some of the programs, we can't wait to let's get into the meat and potatoes of that. But what it is to be early is to be on time.
Yeah.
And you always should be early, in my opinion.
I was.
Yeah. No, she came walking in and I said, well, I imagine that's our guest. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes I wasn't, but that's different.
Yeah. I needed those 10 minutes to gather my thoughts as well. It was perfect.
Right. So what is recovery director?
Yeah. So we have a full-blown MAT clinic. It's comprehensive care.
A full-blown what?
Recovery. So a MAT clinic, medication-assisted treatment, which means we have a doctor on staff 50 hours a week, Monday through Friday, who can prescribe Suboxone. 10-hour days, so all day, every day. And we can get people started if they are using opiates, alcohol, methamphetamines, polysubstance use. We can get them started on medication. But we also provide supportive services as well. So I'm a licensed clinical social worker, which is basically just a fancy way to say a therapist. So I provide therapy services about 20 hours a week. We have a drug and alcohol counselor who provides services 40 hours a week. She hosts our Red Road Circle. She hosts our relapse prevention group and our seeking safety group. We have two case managers, which just, I mean, their job description is everything under the sun that people need in recovery. A lot of what they're looking at is housing, getting people linked to either dental care, primary care, treatment options, inside Reading, outside Reading, everywhere. So it's a very robust team. We added a nurse this year to really continue to expand what we can offer.
Well, you know, Reading Rancheria, of course, had their own clinic further for Native Americans and employees, and then build another clinic.
And then another clinic.
And then put one up in Weaverville.
Uh-huh.
And I think now, was it four or five? Five clinics? But that includes the recovery center there. People are having, the way I understand it, they're having the drug problems. This is a place that they can come in and get medical treatment, which in a lot of other of the places there that help homeless and people with these problems, they have a real problem getting the medical side.
Right.
Of it.
It's more of a social model, and so we try and be all encompassing.
Now, does that include keeping them there?
You mean like a residential stay?
Yeah, or at least overnights and have a. Because Shasta Regional can hold people up to, I think it's 48 hours or something like that.
We rely on very strong partnerships.
Okay.
So we like to really maintain those close relationships. I can pick up a phone call and call someone from About Time Recovery or New Life or all these different programs in town and say, or even other treatment centers and say, hey, I got this situation. I need your help. This patient might be a better fit over here, or here's what barrier we're running into.
Okay.
So I also co-chair the Shasta Substance Abuse Coalition, which is all the different treatment centers that come together and talk about these things. So it's maintaining those partnerships, because obviously we can't do it all. We'd love to have a treatment center and a detox and all these different things.
Well, you know what, and this is one of the things that there was money out there for it. Somehow something
like
happened.
Like there's B-chip money and opioid litigation
funds? There was stuff that we could have opened up a, you know, there was a chance to get that grant. That
right.
We could have opened up those treatment centers and this. And we haven't done that. And now there's less money. And so some of these organizations, from what I understand, are having problems. This is what the beauty that Ready Rancheria has.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to provide the care and keep that care at that level.
Yeah.
But we need some place where after you've stabilized them, then we can put them into a residency and,
yeah.
you know, one that they're going to have, they're going to be there,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a couple weeks. And,
yeah.
And not just kind of come in if they want to.
So, Katie, when we come back from the break, I think our listeners, and I know I would also like to find out, like, how you got involved in this line of work. What was it that called you to do so?
Yeah.
I think it's always great because it takes just one person, one mentor, one voice,
yeah.
one situation that could help somebody on the road to recovery to say, I can do this.
Right.
And then a team after that to help through the journey. So love to know what your, you know, what made your bell go off, your cowbell, your personal cowbell.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going to be trying to get down today to offload a pound of hair. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's right off Athens Avenue. It's across from the new Submarama's putting their new place there. Across the parking lot from there. And I found them in 2007. I never went to another barbershop. They're a great barbershop, great people in there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. You know, there's elk heads on the wall and police stuff and a jackalope in the corner. If you don't know what that is, come on in, get a haircut, and we'll explain it. It's never, like I said, never had a bad haircut, and it's man's last stronghold. You can make an appointment by using Booksy and going to Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop, or you can give them a call, 530-244-9478. You won't be sorry. Cypress Square Barbershop, and we'll be right back with Katie Haley.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Everybody calls us Alliance! Yeah!
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The Central Workers' Compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning program here. It's Tuesday, the 18th of August. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here on KCNR. We love the fact that when we have our moment, our hour with the Reading Rancheria, we've got a new face in, and it's a very, very interesting topic because we're going to be coming up on the end of August with our is it called the Opiate Awareness Day?
Overdose Awareness Day.
And we're with Katie Haley, and Katie heads up the recovery program for Reading Rancheria. We've got a recovery program in one of the clinics that they help people. But Linda had a good question. How did you get into this? This is something you just don't fall into.
What was your calling? Where did you hear it? What kind of led you to this work?
Yeah, so my background's in social work, and I got my master's in social work back in, 2012. And I really was that bright-eyed, bushy-tailed social worker that wanted to do it all, right? Like, put me everywhere. I want to go to jail. I want to do this. I want to do everything. And so prior to coming to the Rancheria, I was working for an agency out in the Bay Area, and I really was doing it all, literally everything. They needed a grant. I wrote the grant. I got the grant. We had millions of dollars to build program infrastructure, and I think it was one day I counted up my individual patient panel, and I had 68 patients that I was providing direct psychotherapy for, and I said, ugh, this is too much, right? I'm not able to remember all the details of every person's life. This is just too much. So I really shifted my focus into building the program infrastructure because I found a program that I'm heading can serve 300 kids in a social skills program as opposed to I can serve one per hour. So I really loved building these programs, finding grants, doing new things. And this was across all the landscape of social services. I led a street medicine team. I led a gender equity clinic. I led an ECM program and neuro psychotherapy. It was everything. I did everything. And so it was becoming too much. Like I said, I moved to the Bay Area. I kept that job remote. And it was a neighbor, actually, that connected me with a current employee at the Rancheria. And I said, what's it like to work there? What is the tribe all about? I don't know anything. I've been here less than a year. And then I just heard such amazing things, such great things. And I did my research, and I applied for the recovery director position. I think it actually had closed the day prior. Maybe I shouldn't say that on air, but I was late to apply.
And sometimes that happens. I mean, you wouldn't be the first person that applied, and even though they have a closed date,
right,
there still is three or four grace days that, you know, there's
right,
grace period, yeah.
And so I came into the interview. It was so many different people, you know, a tribal elder and Glenn and Danny Hayward, the head of HR, and, you know, the first question, what do you know about the tribe? And luckily I had a good answer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's kind of how I really appreciated that this job was focused on one population, right, just people who were in that addiction process or journey and looking for addiction medicine and treatment. I didn't have to do everything anymore. And so really it was great because the background, the education, the training that I brought to the role was so critical, right? Understanding homelessness, understanding psychology and the background of addiction. So,
and how did you decide, and when did you decide as an individual, mm-hmm, growing up that you wanted to go into social work? There's always a thing that happens that you're like, this is my calling.
Yeah, well, I guess, so I always wanted to work with kids. Like when I was in high school, I said, I want to work with kids.
Okay.
And I had a sociology class that, we had to carry around those babies.
I don't know if yes, it, if, I remember.
Know,
yes.
It cries. You put a key in its yes. back. You get points docked if your baby cries for yes. too long. So it was actually that class and one of the assignments that, in addition to carrying that baby around and my partner, he was not the greatest, but it was that class. It was a learning experience, and it was a debate around which has the most influence on children. And there was four groups. It was the media, family, friends, and like church or something like that. It was four different groups, and we didn't get to pick what we thought was the biggest influence. But I was like assigned to, I think, the peer group. And so I had to advocate and debate and represent that I believed, even if it was not my
right.
true belief, I had to do that.
What a great class.
And
though.
It was just so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I kind of
really,
went, what is this sociology
critical thinking.
Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then I went into sociology and then I was like, this is cool. I took a few psychology classes and it was a professor that actually said, you know, the line between sociology and psychology, if you don't want to be a professor, because I didn't, would actually be social work. It's a very action-oriented advocacy, kind of do-it-all profession, which really fit with my, you know, my personal code of ethics. And so it just was a natural progression. And like I said, I wanted to do it all from day one. So.
Okay, I love that. I love the story. And so then, you know, of course you go all the way to get your master's and you're working with a program and then you build a program because you felt like after 60 some patients, so I'm tracking what you're saying
mm-hmm.
and that you you were building programs where it could be much more effective. And then, so then you have children.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you're in the Bay Area.
Well, no, actually I moved to Reading and then had my children.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they're little. They're two and five.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. What's their names?
So Harper. Hi, Harper. She wanted me to say hi to her.
Hi, Harper. Hi, Harper.
Hi.
She did such a good job going to bed early last night and getting up early this morning because I told her I was going to be on the radio.
Congratulations.
And she thought that was really cool. So I told her I would say her name.
Okay, Harper. That's great.
And Hannah.
Oh, Harper and
Harper
Hannah.
And
yeah.
Okay. Now,
Haley.
We're not going to mention name or ages or anything, but one of them is probably leading the other one.
Oh, yeah.
And watching big, you know.
Oh, yeah. The little one is just a copycat of the big one.
Yeah.
So we
big
have
sister.
Yeah, we have a lot
and,
of.
And the age difference between them is mm-hmm. such that as they get, as you know, as they age, she can help take care
yeah.
of her little sister.
Yeah.
But her little sister is going to probably do a lot.
Yeah, it's so interesting how, you know, they have the same genetics and the same household and stuff, but they are just different kids.
They're dynamic.
Well,
you know
yeah.
they're just so
we were,
different.
We were talking about that up in, you know, that group. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of guys around. We're talking about their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Same type of thing. You got two kids that are riding bulls, and you got one kid, he could care less.
Yeah.
And he could care less about everybody's on horses and bulls. He's sitting there on his computer, but he knows all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And being raised in a ranch house
yeah.
and then having that. So it is, and it's funny because it's all the same genetics.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's something.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, a soul is a soul is a soul, and they all come out. We all come out like this, you know, who you're going to be. It's just fascinating
yeah.
to watch.
Yeah, and so we want to, you know, let them be who they want to be and inspire them and get them into
absolutely.
Sports and activities. And I can't wait. You know, I want to savor them while they're young, but also I look forward to the days they're, you know, in sports and on stage singing and all these different amazing things. So
and
they're both great.
And they're watching and listening right
mm-hmm.
now to Mommy on the radio this morning. And, of course, you can always go back and hear this
right.
in our archives. So you can go back later today and listen as a family. And we're here with, of course, Katie, and she is the director of – tell us one more time exactly the title and what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'm the recovery director, and I kind of help manage the day-to-day of our MAT clinic. That's a medication-assisted treatment clinic where we have a full-scope program, comprehensive program. A lot of people think that we only serve Native Americans, but actually we are a partnership clinic as well. So
partnership health plan.
Partnership health plan.
That's why they and the clinic served over 20,000. Now you think about this. Over 20,000 patients that would be going to the emergency rooms that now have a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They get, you know, from people I know that I've sent there.
Yeah.
Outstanding care. no copays.
Right.
So all of this. So, yeah. And they're part of the, like I said, the partnership health plan.
And there's a lot of stigma with people who use drugs, right? They don't want to come into any clinic. You know, they might say, I'm 90 pounds or my teeth or, you know, they just avoid healthcare altogether. Even sometimes when they have chronic health conditions or pregnancy, they still avoid health clinics 100%. And so what we really try and do is reduce that stigma and you know, show a welcoming clinic that we don't turn people away. We have our harm reduction program on Fridays that's open to the clinic where we have hygiene products and some food products and clothing closet and just a bunch of different supplies that we can help get people to potentially use safely or
right.
be aware of the risks. We hand out a ton of Narcan. And then we try and link them to care, right? A lot of these people are unhoused, and that is a huge risk factor.
Right.
So we try and do everything we can to help keep people safe.
All right. So with the new village, when we come back, let's talk about, are you changing? Where are you located? Mm. Do you move around to
Good
the different
question.
Facilities? Okay. We take an early break. When we come back, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Heading
already
over there.
Did that.
Oh! Okay, well, heading back over there, getting head back there today? Yep.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes, and the reason I'm going, because we do have a minute, I'm out there in the mountains, sitting on my cot, it's third day, and I'm talking to my partner, John, and I look down and my wedding ring is gone. The wedding ring that's been on my finger since the day we were married, it was gone. He goes, when's the last time you saw it? Well, I'm not sure if it was on the 7-hour trail ride, if it was down in the one shower spigot that we had, and so
thank God it wasn't down the hole thing, that you guys used to go to the bathroom.
I mean, yeah, well, and the only thing that really concerned me was I had to go home and tell Linda after she'd been telling me for a month to have that ring resized. I lost the ring, but when I told her the story. And she, oh, by the way, yes, it was, I say, hey, shine your light over here so I can find my flashlight. When he did, the ring was right there underneath my feet, so it just come off.
Did you say thank you, Jesus?
Well, I did. I said a lot of things. But when I told Linda the story, she says, you didn't do it on purpose. It's... She took it so well.
You really did lose your ring up in the mountains. I mean... Anyway, so you're going to go have it resized.
Get it resized
the kind
at Four Winds
Jewelry,
2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, and we'll be right back with Katie Haley. And, I mean, her department helps a lot of people, and you don't know anything about it. And that's why we like shining some light on it.
Yes.
So
yes,
we'll be right. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join us Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW for the Vote Arthur Gorman fundraiser. Enjoy dinner, prize drawings, a live auction, and fellowships supporting strong schools, academic excellence, and parental rights. Every dollar helps Arthur fight for education, not indoctrination. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Arthur Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteArthurGorman.com. That's VoteAuthurGorman.com.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBont, streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Today, the 18th of August, 8:50 in the morning, 76 degrees out there, going up to 101 today, my friend. So be aware of that. Make sure you're hydrating and not leaving anything in the back seat of your car. And I've been listening during the whole break while two ladies are talking about
Eyelashes
and eyebrows.
You know what?
I did not realize, because for my eyebrows, the barber kind of goes, let's cut those off a little bit.
You know what?
This is
personal care.
Personal care.
Wellness.
Yeah, it is. Like there's a whole thing. I mean, when I first met Carl, he was like, gee, it was a big day, and I ripped at him because I was like,
I was in a rack.
Keep up.
Right? I had just come out from a mission and came in, and I had a red sheet, hair and this, and I said, well, it sounds like you had a big day. Well, I never said that again.
No.
And it's been 20 years. Never said it that, those useless words again.
It still
comes up like, right now.
Don't be flippant with
with Katie
what
Haley.
What your partner does to, in order for whatever it is for their wellness. Mm-hmm. Right?
We're with Katie Haley, who heads up the recovery program for Red Rancheria. It's in the clinic on
Churn Creek.
And this is a mat. This is medically assisted treatment. They have a doctor that's there 50 hours a week to help with the drug.
A couple doctors.
Okay. But 50 hours a week, you've got your doctors there.
Right.
And they're to help with people that are really going through some real drug problems.
Recovery.
Mm-hmm. And we've learned how Katie got into this, and she's now a resident, came up here from the Bay Area. It's been over 6 years or so. Managed to come up just as COVID hit, so kind of put him back a little bit from meeting people, but Red Rancheria, I'm sure, helped with that.
Oh, yeah.
And she was a volunteer for the Ironman, along with so many people from Red Rancheria, and you had teams and people running individually and all that. But this is the only, is yours the only one like this here in Redding, would you say? I mean, kind of a private.
You mean our clinic?
The clinic, yeah, that you all run.
No, there's a lot of people that do similar but different things, and it just depends what resources they have. There's a lot of great places to get Suboxone in town. There's a lot of other MAT clinics, and they all have comprehensive services as well. It's just a matter of, can it all be a one-stop shop? Can they link you to primary care? Can they do this? Can they do that?
Right.
And, you know, patients have the right to get their treatment wherever they want. We do hear that we are one of the best programs in town, and our Friday harm reduction program is the gold standard. The county just recently told me that, you know, they really, I learned from them, and then they came back and said, okay, now we're learning from you. So it's a great partnership.
And your recovery rate you were talking about, you have a high recovery rate.
Yeah. Off air, you guys were asking me kind of what I like about this, and I said, actually, it's, there's a lot of successes in recovery. You know, there's a lot of people who really want the care and they don't know where to start, and it's so confusing. One of the reasons that people don't access care is because it's so either siloed or expensive or complicated, or they think they don't need it. So if you approach people in a way that's with dignity and respect and just kind of say, here's what we're doing, could any of this help you in your journey? And they accept care like that, it really opens up the door to a more comprehensive program. So that's what we try to be. You know, if you just need help with this one little thing, great, let's start there. Oh, housing? Great, let's start there. Red Road, how'd you like it? What'd you think? You liked it? Let's build on that. So Red Road is our, it's like an AA or an NA circle, and it's done in a Native American way. It's open to the community, though. It's Tuesdays and Fridays at our Liberty campus in the afternoon. So, yeah.
I have a question for you because, you know, is there a different kind of terminology that we can use instead of saying the term drug problems? Because problem then sounds like it's heavy. It's
sure.
So, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what would be another terminology?
I have a whole list of person first language. I did a training. I've done multiple trainings, but there's a lot of person first language that we can shift to that reduces the stigma. Even like, I think so far today I've said unhoused versus homeless, right? Or we try not to call a urine toxicology report dirty, because then.
Oh no.
Right? You know, like we try and say it's negative for substances.
Okay, that makes sense.
In my counseling practice, I don't really even use the word addict or addiction, right? I actually just say struggling with a substance.
Okay.
You know, and for our, another kind of just small tweak is we recently changed our substance use counselor's title officially from with HR. We changed it from substance abuse counselor to substance use counselor.
Okay.
To try and reduce some of that stigma.
So if you take away abuse or you take away problem, you take away words that are triggered, because, you know, you can struggle at the gym.
Right.
And that's okay. Struggle is okay, because struggle is you're struggling for a goal.
I wish I went more. Yeah.
Yeah, struggling is a good thing. We all struggle. It could be with a diet, or it could be getting up in the morning, but, you know, you have a goal to get to. So that's not a trigger word. But problem, I think, I just heard that and went, ooh, I wonder if there's, like, a shift in a word to use.
Yeah, in the last 4 years, I've had a lot of people that come in and say, hey, I'm not sure if my drinking is problematic or not. You know, maybe it's I drink a glass of wine every single night. Okay, well, let's talk about that. You know, what are some of the consequences?
Is it problematic?
I'm not here to say whether it is or isn't, Carl.
Well, no. But see, I've read things. Yeah, a glass of wine.
I got a full 10-question screening that we can go through later.
Oh, wow.
Well, I tell you what. When we had Marines with alcohol problems. And we went to, you know, and when they did, we could put them into recovery where they would go for
alcohol issues,
and it'd be a 30-day
in
for the military. And we'd go there for their graduation, and they'd ask these 10 questions. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, not on a regular basis, but have you ever, just raise your hand. And my buddy and I were there, my fellow officer and I were there to watch our guys graduate. And, you know, after like the third question, you know, we'd raised our hands, and then we looked at each other because they were looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I think we better stop answering these questions. But it was ever have. Have you ever drank till you got drunk? Well,
did we do it
every week, every month, or even every year?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The screening tool like that we use,
that
it's really
then.
Easy to score low risk, right? Yeah. I'm not worried about low risk.
Right. No.
Alcohol obviously has inherent risks, right?
Yes.
It's once we become moderate or high risk, and that's the terminology I use, right, to say, well, if you're drinking at this frequency, here's some of the things that might be concerning.
Okay.
Right. And so there's a lot of wording switches that we can use to talk about this.
That makes people maybe come
Katie, we need to bring you back.
Yeah.
Sure.
And get more into the specifics of this for people, because there are people out there with problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not, we're not talking about people pumping their veins full of stuff. We're talking about people on prescription drugs.
Sure.
And drinking. Mm-hmm. That maybe,
or pot smoking every day and thinking it's okay, whatever.
You know, and but it could be a wake up to some
better
people
judgment.
That here, because a lot of people listen. And,
yeah.
Well, you know what? I do drink this, you know, and it.
And I'm not here
be.
To say that
no,
everyone
no,
needs
you're
an
not
abstinence program.
No,
right?
You're not judging.
Yeah.
You're just going by this is
it's
what
just education.
We've seen.
And maybe there is prescription gummies. I mean, like, see, there we are just saying if you're pot smoking every day, that was sounded like a judgment. And there may be medicinal reasons of why one has to have cannabis in their life. And so who am I to say? But anyway, going back into, like, you know, what we kind of, maybe how we're raised or what we think. And so I'm so appreciative of you being with us today.
Yeah, we're kind of running out of time. What's your thoughts you want people to remember that you want to leave with?
Yeah, so we have so International Overdose Awareness Day is coming up on August 31st, and the Rancheria wants to do something bigger and more visible this year to really bring awareness to this topic.
Okay.
Native Americans are overly affected or more affected in our community than the general population in terms of overdose. And so what we are doing this year, we're doing three things. We're putting purple ribbons on all of our staff. We're offering them just to wear them in solidarity and unity. So International Overdose Awareness Day is Monday the 31st, but that also launches us into Recovery Month, which is September. So the second thing we're doing is we have these 8-foot banners that we're going to put on our lawns at both our Liberty Clinic and our Churn Creek Clinic, and we're going to have a purple pinwheel display. So kind of like we do for other events, these are going to be purple pinwheels, and anyone from the community, our staff, our patients are welcome to come put a pinwheel in the grass for anyone that has suffered either a fatal or a non-fatal overdose, and we're hoping that this will really just show the community how big of an issue this
is. Wow. Makes me want to...
And the third thing?
And the third thing is a social media campaign. So Maria and I are working really closely. We're going to offer education, statistics. We're going to offer... linkages to treatment to really kind of get the people what they need. And a big Narcan presence to teach about that.
Maybe y'all can come in on the 31st. I think I've got an open day.
Okay.
It's Monday.
Yeah, it's
and
Monday.
I think I have an open day there. Maybe you can come in that morning at 8.
As you launch this.
And launch and tell everybody what's going on. Mm-hmm. Could you do that?
Yeah, I'm available.
Great. Okay, 8 o'clock Monday morning the 31st, because I just checked that day it was open.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Katie Haley, Redding Rancheria, for being with us today.
Absolutely.
Now, tomorrow, Sheriff, the Asphalt Cowboys are going to join us tomorrow for an whole hour.
Oh, man.
Talking about Asphalt Cowboys. Yeah. Plus, we got a couple of little surprises for you. Have a great day, everybody. It's going to be hot. Stay safe.